Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. The Department of Justice investigators, we now know they're admitting that they actually ordered to remove any reference to Joe Biden in the FARA warrant. An email has been released now by the House Ways and Means Committee, and it shows that the Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf ordered investigators in August of 2020 to remove any reference to political figure number one from the search warrant. A document subsequently released showed that President Joe Biden is political figure number one. Quote, as a priority, someone needs to redraft attachment B, Wolf wrote in an email. I'm not sure what this is cut and pasted from, but other than the attribution location and identity stuff at the end, none of it appears and none of it is appropriate and within the scope of this warrant. She's saying, you're not going to talk about the vice president or the president of the United States of America. She then says, in her own words, please focus on FARA, Foreign Agents Registration Act evidence only. There should be nothing about political figure one in here, meaning there should be nothing about Joe Biden in here. A second document that the committee released on Wednesday also showed that political figure number one is, in fact, former Vice President Joseph Bidenette Biden Jr. The document says VP Biden is currently the Democratic Party presidential candidate for the United States and served as the 47th office holder of the position of the office of the Vice President of the United States of America in the Barack Obama administration from January 20th, 09 to January 20th, 2017. He is the father of subject one. That's what it actually says. Okay, in this document, the documents were made public after the committee voted to approve more disclosures from IRS whistleblowers. Now, Wolf is at the center of additional allegations levied by IRS whistleblowers that said that they were not allowed to do their job. The committee also released information from a May 2021 report generated by IRS investigators that noted that Hunter Biden's lawyer, Kevin Morris, could have committed campaign finance violations, which Wolf then told investigators to also ignore, saying this: there may be campaign finance criminal violations based on interviews and a review of the evidence, Wolf allegedly stated. But a Department of Justice official told the investigators to ignore the allegation, noting she was not personally, quote unquote, interested. IRS whistleblower handwritten notes now show IRS whistleblowers also allege that Wolf refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy. Let me say that again. IRS whistleblowers also say that Wolf, the same person that covered all of this up that I just told you about, is the same Wolf who refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy, and that the DOJ twice prevented Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter Biden. Now, these recent revelations are coming as the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer held the first impeachment inquiry hearing, saying, quote, at least 10 times, Joe Biden lied to the American people and that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. He lied by telling the American people that he was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life. Those are the words of Joe Biden. Let's be clear. There was no wall. The door was wide open to those who purchased what a business associate described as the Biden brand. Now, you go into all that, and now the media has a problem. NBC News is even covering this now. I want you to hear what NBC News said about all the evidence that deals with the president and his son.
Holly, outside the hearing room, NBC's Ken Delanian is in D.C. Barbara McQuaid is a former U.S. attorney and University of Michigan law professor and MSNBC legal analyst. And Matthew Dowd is a former chief strategist for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign, as well as a senior MSNBC political analyst. So, Ken, bring us up to speed. What stuck out to you here?
Well, Chris, I think that Turley sound really captured the tenor of all three of the Republican witnesses, which is, they came to the hearing to basically say, look, there's a lot of troubling behavior here, a lot of smoke. Hunter Biden was paid millions of dollars, including by foreign business entities. There's an email where he says, I had to give half my salary to Pop. That's never been explained. But there's no evidence beyond that smoke.
I love this. But there's no evidence beyond that smoke. Let's just back that up real quick. This is the Justice and Intel correspondent of NBC News. Listen to him tell you, okay, that Joe Hunter Biden said he gave half his salary to Joe and no one can explain that, but there's no hard evidence. It's not even smoke.
The Republican witnesses, which is, they came to the hearing to basically say, look, there's a lot of troubling behavior here, a lot of smoke. Hunter Biden was paid millions of dollars, including by foreign business entities. There's an email where he says, I had to give half my salary to Pop. That's never been explained. But
that's never been explained. So NBC News saying, hey, look, we're admitting it now, right? Hunter Biden was you know, telling everybody, and emails are saying, and he's paying for a bunch of stuff for his daddy, and that's never been explained. But then listen to immediately how fast they turn around and go the other way.
Crimes, which there doesn't seem to be any. Now, that said, we all know this is a political game here as well, and what the Republicans have succeeded in doing is putting a lot of the evidence that they've been working on for months in their oversight inquiries into Hunter Biden's business dealings, putting that in front of an audience that perhaps is not familiar with it, and it's not a great picture for Democrats. The Democrats acknowledge that Hunter Biden was essentially trading on what they call the illusion of access to his father.
So now they're admitting that the business structure, this is on NBC News, MSNBC, they're now admitting that the game was selling access to the big guy. Now they say it was an illusion. That's what they're trying to argue now. They're saying, no, it's not real. Okay, calm down. It's not actual. This really didn't happen. It's not real. It was Hunter Biden was just selling the illusion. He really didn't have access to his dad. Okay, then explain all the payments going to all the Biden family members. You're saying all of them were just randomly taking cash from random people at random times for millions of dollars, and it was all just a ruse, and it happened by Hunter Biden? Come on. One of the key witnesses that also went before the hearing this week, the impeachment hearing, was a forensic accountant, okay? This forensic accountant by the name of Bruce Dubinsky said this on Fox News about the compensation that the Biden family was receiving, specifically Hunter Biden with Burisma. Listen.
Biden was receiving $1 million a year to be on the board of Burisma with no expertise, no known expertise for an oil company. I just went and looked at the same year, 2015, for ExxonMobil. Their average compensation for their directors, their independent directors, was about $350,000 a year. So you have to ask yourself, almost 2.5 times the rate. What is Burisma paying Hunter Biden for, and why? And what's being given in exchange for that? Was it just the illusion of access to Washington, as that's the story now? Or was there something more? Again, the American people deserve the truth, and we need to find that out.
You go back to the news story. The news story is, okay, well, Hunter Biden was a troubled crackhead who loved hookers and blow, and he was selling the illusion to his father. Okay, then why were all the family members taking the money? If he's a screw-up like that, and you're trading off your father's name, and your father wanted no part of this, then why would every family member take money? No one has answered that question yet. No one has answered the basic question of, okay, well, then when all the millions were coming in and then all these things are being paid for, didn't daddy say, hey, Hunter, crackhead, how are you paying to remodel my house? How are you paying my tax bill? How are you paying all of these things? That is the question that should have been asked. Kevin McCarthy also saying this about the dinners that they had.
But despite the chaos, the president still won't go to the border. Setting new records every day. Fentanyl at an all-time high, killing Americans, and he refuses to go to the border. He's been one time in 50 years. One time in 50 years. He's had more dinners with Hunter Biden business partners than he has going to the border.
He's had more dinners with Hunter Biden's business partners, and he has gone to the border. He's absolutely right on saying that. Now, let's go back to the story that's now being told. A lot of people missed it, okay? And it's an important story that was being told by this expert witness on the Bidens. The question's simple. What was the money for? He was asked that question on Newsmax. Listen.
All right. There were four expert witnesses at today's hearings. Bruce Dubinsky was one of them. Dubinsky has been a forensic accountant for 40 years, and he joins us tonight. Sir, thank you for coming on. I want to start by saying that the three Republican witnesses did a great job, yourself included, of playing this hearing pretty straight. You all agreed initially that we aren't at the level of evidence to actually impeach Biden yet. That's why we have an inquiry, of course. Can you tell me more about what you need to see before you would believe that Biden has clearly taken a bribe for his influence by a foreign power?
Well, I think we need to see more bank statements, more information from those bank statements. Where did the money go? And also, what was the money being paid for? I mean, that's the critical question that ball was being thrown around a little bit back and forth today. But why, for instance, was $3.5 million sent to a company and then the Bidens got part of that money? What was that money for? Was that a success fee for something? That doesn't seem to me to be a fee for consulting. So we really need to get to the bottom of what the different money was being paid for. What was the substance, if anything, or was it a pay-to-play scheme?
We have loads of evidence. You know, we have a lot. You talked about smoke and fire. We have a ton of smoke, right, that Joe Biden was involved right in this. We have many comments by his own brother, by his own son. We have a very credible paid FBI informant who says that Burisma's owner paid Hunter $5 million and also paid Joe $5 million. We've got a former business partner from the Chinese deal who says Joe was in on the meetings. Joe's power is what they were selling, and Joe was in on these deals. We know the Biden family got millions despite having nothing of value to anybody except Joe's position in the government. When you look at all of that smoke, and then you hear, you hear the Democrats in Congress that were questioning you today and trying to marginalize the things you were saying, they're saying that there's no evidence at all and it's outrageous to even have an inquiry. What's your response to that?
Well, I think that was misleading. I think, again, they didn't want to face the facts that were presented today. And I think those facts will lead to potentially other facts. And then the question is, does this lead to wrongdoing on the president's part or the then Vice President Biden? So I think those are the questions that need to be asked and get to the bottom of what was this money being paid for? What was done for it, if anything? And if there was substance to those transactions, then the Biden should come forward with that information and put it forth and put an end to this.
You know, one major Democrat defense is that some of this activity occurred after Joe Biden left the White House making it meaningless, is what they're trying to claim. Take a listen to how Nancy Mace, the congresswoman, described the 2017 payments by CEFC China, which is a communist China energy company. This is after Joe Biden left the White House. Take a look.
We know CEFC was working with the Biden family while Joe Biden was vice president. Hunter Biden and James Biden did not receive compensation because Joe Biden was still vice president during this time period. There is a concern it would be improper for payments to be made to Hunter Biden and James Biden by CEFC due to its close affiliation with the Chinese government. Hunter Biden and James Biden both wanted to be compensated for the assistance they had provided to CEFC's ventures. The Bidens, coincidentally, were paid over $1 million by CCP-affiliated Chinese company CEFC shortly after Joe Biden left office as vice president. Now we know why, because it was back pay.
Yeah, I wanted to ask your assessment of that. I mean, it would make sense to me if I was somebody in power, I was selling access to my power, it would make sense that you would want to get paid maybe in a position in a time when you weren't in power, because that would, you know, that would kind of cover your tracks a little bit. Do you see that as a possibility? Have you seen that before?
I have seen that before, and it's basically a deferred payment. So the question is, you know, what was done for that payment, and now it's being deferred till after he leaves office. Was there intent to structure it that way? And if it's proven that there was intent to structure it that way, that's a problem, certainly.
You talked again, you talked a lot about where there's smoke, there's fire, your initial statement. Given the evidence that we have, if this is allowed to be investigated fully, and if, you know, we can get to these bank statements, if we can get personal bank statements, do you think we're going to have a clear answer one way or the other as to whether or not, you know, the man who's now the president of the United States has committed some sort of a treasonous violation?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, like any investigation, you walk down the hallway, you start opening doors and looking behind it to see what's behind there. You may come up empty in door number one, but door number three yields a treasure trove of information. So no one will know till the investigation is advanced to the level of getting answers. And you make a good point. That investigation has to be unimpeded. And if there's an attempt to impede that investigation, we certainly won't get the answers.
Yeah, it's been certainly has been a lot of evidence that they're trying to obstruct this thing. They don't want to let anybody see what's really going on here.
By the way, I love this expert witness. You can see he stays out of the things that are political. Like, hey, I'm staying out of that. He's just giving you the facts. And that's the part that's the most important here. But you look at what they're trying to cover up and how they're moving the goalposts consistently. It's a problem, folks. It's a really big problem.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. There's something else that is going to happen this week. And that is a guy by the name of Hunter Biden who is going to be in court Tuesday. Is the media going to cover that? The fact that Hunter Biden is going to appear in federal court on Tuesday? I'm going to guess probably not. Now, there's also something else that's interesting. The editor-in-chief of Breitbart is a guy by the name of Alex Marlow. He is the author of a new book, Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration. That book coming out. He talked to Maria Bartiromo about what he found in that book. At the same exact time, they're going after Donald Trump. Listen.
Hunter Biden is set to appear in federal court this upcoming Tuesday to be arraigned on 3 felony gun charges, where he's expected to enter a not guilty plea. Join me right now with an in-depth look into the Biden family business is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, Alex Marlow, is here. Alex is the author of the new book, Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration. The book will be available beginning this Tuesday, and we welcome Alex to the program. Thanks very much for being here, Alex. It's good to have you. And I want to start off on this influence peddling, because many Democrats and the White House continue to say that there is not a direct link linking Joe Biden to the 20 shell companies, to the 20 million plus money that have gone to the Biden family. But you say you're not going to find that, and you don't need to find that. It's more about the family. Tell us about it.
Yeah, first of all, we already know that the finances are intertwined. We've seen ample evidence of this going both directions. How about that Rosemont phone that Joe Biden was using, et cetera? But I do think we're asking the wrong question sometimes. There is clearly the anatomy of a bribe that's taking place where foreign entities and domestic entities are sending money to the Biden family members. We know this to be true, and it's affecting U.S. policy. The clearest example is the Burisma one. I don't have to repeat all of that to your audience, Maria, but there are some new ones that are in the book that I think are really explosive. And I think we need a deeper dive, for example, into the Hunter Biden art deals. Who was one of the main buyers of Hunter Biden's art? It's Kevin Morris. Kevin Morris is Hunter's attorney, but he also controls the LLC that holds Hunter's stake in BHR, which is a Chinese equity firm, which is essentially run by the Bank of China. How about Sinopec? Sinopec got a bunch of our strategic oil. Why would Joe Biden send strategic oil to a Chinese company? Well, Sinopec, there's a $1.7 billion stake BHR has in that company. BHR controlled by Kevin Morris and Hunter.
That's unbelievable. So what you're suggesting is it could be still going on because he's selling the art and Kevin Morris is in charge. The influence peddling may be going on as we speak.
There is no reason for Chinese to get U.S. oil aside from to benefit the commercial interests of the Biden family via BHR. That's what's happening, and that's why we need to turn over every stone until it's proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
Now, I wish I could say that I personally am shocked by this, because what was just said there is shocking. I'm not shocked, though, because I've actually read all of the intel that's been released, suspicious activity reports, the books that have been written, the things that were on the laptop. So this, to me, is exactly what I would expect. But that's not all that was said, because now we got to move on to impeachment. And again, the shiny object was going to be government shutdown. All right. They lost that one. So now the shiny object is Donald Trump's going to jail, right? He's on trial for fraud. He's a fraudster. We're going to finally nail him for the fraud that he is in New York City. Well, he wouldn't go to jail, by the way, but who cares for this one? We're going to put him in jail eventually because he's going to be, we're going to tie him up in court. We're going to bankrupt him with legal fees and appeals, and he's screwed. That's what the Democrats are doing. You have an attorney general of a state that ran on indicting Donald Trump just because. And there was a bunch of whack job liberals are like, yeah, and I'll vote for that. I'll vote for that lady after she got blown out running for governor. No problem there. Listen to the second part of what he had to say Again, this is the author of a book, Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration. This book's by Alex Marlowe. Listen.
We've been talking about the fact that the family of Joe Biden may very well be still doing influence peddling through Hunter Biden's art. What else do they need? The evidence has been overwhelming to impeach this guy. Will they?
No, we have ample evidence, and you can go back to all of these Chinese business deals where there's still so many stones unturned, Maria. For example, that Hunter sold Rosemont Realty to a entity that was known by Xi Jinping as the Dragon Head because of its strategic importance. Hunter got paid off for it, but he also retains a stake in this company. We have no idea how much that stake is, and the executive branch is not going to be forthcoming. That's why we need to pursue impeachment, because the executive branch is trying to obfuscate and try not to answer questions, try not to turn over documentation, communication, and bank records. They have to do all of this. This all has to get done right away because the deals are limitless and they are ongoing. Remember, if you hear Kevin Morris making a deal, do not hear Kevin Morris, hear BHR, and BHR means the Bank of China. So if Kevin Morris is involved, you have to know that this is perhaps the Bank of China and Chinese involvement. And that's just one place. How about Ukraine? The ties between Jim Biden, the former nightclub owner, who is not only tied into the effing spy chief of China, which is Hunter's words, not mine. He also has deep ties in Ukraine. All of these are constellations of corruption regarding Biden's entire family. The world has figured it out. You pay the Biden family, you get stuff in return from Joe.
The world figured it out, all right, to the tune of what, $30-$50 million that we actually know about? This on top of the fact that Taylor Greene, Congresswoman, said this weekend, Joe Biden can't deny involvement in family business after these Chinese bank wires. The new evidence showing this Chinese entity wired money to Hunter Biden with Joe Biden's home address as the beneficiary while Hunter Biden was not living there, but actually living in California at the time, means the president can no longer claim that he was not involved in the family business. That's what Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said in an interview over the weekend. Hunter Biden received not one, but two wires. This is a fact, totaling $260,000 in 2019, originating from Beijing, from Chinese business partners directly tied to the Chinese Communist Party, who listed Joe Biden's Delaware home as the beneficiary address for the fraud. Now, the House Oversight Committee also has confirmed these payments. They backed it up with other paperwork. Now, Hunter Biden did not reside with Joe Biden in Delaware when the Chinese business partners wired that money to his father's address. How do we know that? Because the court documents show that from his plea deal. They can't hide behind, you know, Hunter Biden was going through a tough time, is what Green said. The reality is that all the evidence that we're coming up with through subpoenas of actual bank statements and wire transfers prove the money trail is leading to Joe Biden, quote unquote. Let me also remind you real quick of what came out in the last week. The forensic accountant that was one of the first witnesses called in this impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden in the House went on TV to put in perspective the amount of money that Hunter Biden was getting while working for some of these foreign companies. Listen carefully.
Hunter Biden was receiving $1 million a year to be on the board of Burisma with no expertise, no known expertise for an oil company. I just went and looked at the same year, 2015, for ExxonMobil. Their average compensation for their directors, their independent directors, was about $350,000 a year. So you have to ask yourself, almost 2.5 times the rate, what is Burisma paying Hunter Biden for, and why? And what's being given in exchange for that? Was it just the illusion of access to Washington, as that's the story now? Or was there something more? Again, the American people deserve the truth, and we need to find that out.
Burisma paid Hunter Biden 2.5 times the rate that ExxonMobil executives were getting during the same time period. It wasn't for his expertise. And then this comes after you have the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, saying this about Hunter Biden and his involvement in the Biden crime family.
The president, he's been gone. He's been in California. He's been every place else. The one place he hasn't been at the border. He has gone to more dinners with Hunter Biden's business associates than he has to the border in 50 years.
One hell of a point. He's not lying. Joe Biden has gone to more dinners with Hunter Biden business associates than he has to the border in 50 years. You want to talk about priorities? There's an issue with priorities. And Congresswoman Nancy Mace, she said this about Joe Biden, talking about how we know now that Joe Biden got paid.
Said that you want to subpoena the bank records of Joe Biden. The chairman of your committee, Oversight Committee, James Comer, has already subpoenaed some of that. What do you need to come up with or look at to confirm your findings and your suspicions here?
Well, we want to show as much evidence as possible because the left and the mainstream media, they want to hide it under the rug and pretend it doesn't exist. But it needs to be overwhelming. We need to show and connect all of the dots and how Joe Biden got paid, because we know he got paid through text messages and emails, accounts from Hunter Biden. We know that that exists, and it's connecting the dots for the American people, because don't trust us. I want the American people to trust the evidence.
Trust the evidence. When you have the facts on your side, you can talk the way that Congresswoman Nancy Mace is talking. You can say it that way because it actually makes sense. Now, GOP Representative Fitzgerald also said this about the Oversight Committee and what they're going to be doing in issuing these subpoenas.
What I would say is the big news that came out of Oversight yesterday, and I talked to Congressman Comer last night about it at length, is that they're issuing the subpoenas for both Hunter and James Biden.
That's what matters. These subpoenas, and we'll see how hard they fight these subpoenas, because they understand now that the tide is turning on them. Representative Byron Donalds dissecting the Hunter Biden text messages, saying this about, hey, is it maybe time to investigate? Listen.
And this one's a famous one. Everybody knows this one. This is a famous one that says, I hope you all do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary.
That is Hunter Biden's own text message to his family members. I hope you can all do what I did and for everything for this and pay for everything for this entire family for years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. Right? I mean, Byron's absolutely right in what he just said there.
Mr. Dubinsky, if you saw a text message like this in a potential money laundering operation or a potential pay-for-play operation, would you be looking for information related to money going from son to father?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Absolutely, without a doubt. So there are two things going on here, and you're going to have to really pay attention. There's the shiny object, which is Donald Trump on a fraud trial by an activist attorney general of the state of New York who lost her last race, then said, if you go help me, I'll go after Donald Trump. This is a woman, the New York attorney general, whose aim is to put Trump out of business in all of New York, shut down his family, shut down their name, and to officially declare he is a fraudster. Year after year, loan after loan, the defendants misrepresented Mr. Trump's net worth, the lead attorney said. These people act like they were rich, but they were not. Donald Trump was right, and I played this for you at the very beginning. When he came out and said there's people dying on the streets of New York and there was nobody harmed here, yet they're coming after me. He is absolutely right. This is no different than the first impeachment trial when the Democrats knew the entire time they were impeaching him over something that never happened. They were impeaching him over a dossier the FBI said was user-generated by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign. A dossier that even the FBI said to the guy who brought it to them, hey, if you can corroborate any of what you're claiming in here, we'll give you $1 million. And he never got $1 million because he knew he couldn't corroborate it because he knew he made it up out of thin air. You also had the forensic experts this week that said code names like the big guy commonly used in financial crimes. You also have a problem now with the president's story because Hunter Biden claimed he didn't receive 1 cent from Chinese associates despite the wire transfers in the summer of 2019. But maybe he didn't receive a cent. Maybe daddy got all of that money while he was out in California. And then there's one other thing I forgot. I almost forgot to bring this up. James Comer has now subpoenaed 20 wire transfers totaling $1.3 million received by the president's brother, James Biden. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer subpoenaed James Biden's Lion Hall Group and JBBSR Inc. entities Because the committee could not identify, quote, legitimate services provided by James Biden's companies. Now, Comer's subpoena appears to be directed at obtaining records linked to President Joe Biden's corporation, Celtic Capri Corporation, which received nearly $10 million in 2017 without specifying revenue line items. Quote, so that's an LLC account. It wasn't a shell company. That was a real LLC account with more earnings in there than what we could find. So that is an account we plan to subpoena as we follow the money, Comer said. James Biden, an often overlooked member of the Biden family, is President Joe Biden's younger brother and Hunter Biden's uncle. James and Hunter were business partners with the CEFC China Energy Company, an organization closely aligned and has direct links to the Chinese Communist Party. Now, while Hunter's complex web of wire transfers from CEFC received much attention in recent years, James Comer expanded his focus to James Biden's entities. Those entities received at least 20 wires totaling $1.398 million through Hunter Biden's entities, according to the 2020 Senate report by Senator Chuck Grassley and Senator Ron Johnson. Quote, there is also evidence that Hunter Biden moved large sums of money from his firm, Owashco, to James Biden's consulting firm, the Lion Hall Group, between August the 14th of 2017 and August 3rd of 2018. Owashco sent 20 different wire transfers totaling $1.398999 million to the Lion Hall Group, a consulting firm that lists James Biden and his wife, Sarah Biden, on the bank account. This transaction was identified for potential criminal financial activity. These transfers began less than 1 week after CEFC Infrastructure Investment wired $5 million to the Hudson West, and Hudson West sent its first payment of $400,000 to Owashco. Now, most of the payments from Owashco to the Lion Hall Group had vague notes in the memo line, and 15 of which simply indicated that they were for further credit to James Biden. However, the memo line for one of the payments reads HW3, which indicates some of the transferred money could be from Hudson West III. When the bank contacted Sarah Biden regarding the overall wire activity, she stated that the Lion Hall Group and Owashco provided international and business consulting, and that the Lion Hall Group was assisting Owashco with an international client through a contract that had since been terminated. Sarah Biden then told the bank that she would not provide any supporting documentation, and she also refused to provide additional information to more clearly explain the activity. Consequently, the bank submitted the account for closure. Normal day if you're money laundering, right? Yeah, I won't tell you what you need to know to keep this legitimate. There's no reason to believe that this isn't a legitimate business. The Bidens would say, okay, prove it. And they're like, no, never mind. They shut down the bank account. No problem. We'll find another bank that will do shady business with us. Not a problem at all. This is the Biden crime family. Now, remember all of this while they're talking about Donald Trump in New York this week on this other trial, which is garbage. Don't forget. Share our podcast with all of your family and friends. Share it on social media. Hit that forward button. Please hit that like button, auto download or subscribe button. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.